Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
At 10:45, RFK Stadium. Last hurrah yesterday. DC United playing one final game. We'll talk about some of our memories going to RFK as DC sports fans growing up. 11 o'clock, Dusty Baker's out. Now what? For the Nationals. But let's get into yesterday's NFL games. Man, was it good to be a couch potato. No Redskins, no problem. Get you started with the Tampa Bay Bucks losing in Buffalo, 30-27 the score. The Bills are 4-2. Tampa's 2-4. Bills perfect 3-0 at home. Bucks have yet to win in three road games. LeSean McCoy ran for 91 yards and two touchdowns. Tyrod Taylor passed for 268 and a score without a turnover. Get to know Deontay Thompson. Led the Bills with four catches for a game-high 107 through the air. He's a sixth-year man from Florida. Tampa Bay, strong game from Jameis Winston. He passed for 384 yards, three touchdowns and a loss. Rookie tight end O.J. Howard breaking out a couple of touches. The Hard Knocks curse continues. Tampa Bay has lost twice as many games as they've won.
And some problems there as well. T.J. Ward, a guy that I liked at one point as a safety prospect, frustrated by lack of playing time. Chris Baker quoted that tweet and said, "Me too." Oh, I guess it's getting awkward down there in Tampa. Buffalo did what they do. This is how they are designed to win games. They're 4-2 at this point, still dancing in an increasingly worsening AFC, if that's even a way to praise it. Let's move to the Rams and the Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals lost Carson Palmer in this game. Before that, he wasn't very good. The Rams looked great. After a sluggish start, 3-0 first quarter, they put up 20 points in the second, never looked back. A 33-0 whitewashing of the Arizona Cardinals. Rams are 5-2. That loss to the Redskins in week two now looks like the Redskins' best W, given what's happened since then. Todd Gurley did his normal this year, Todd Gurley self. It's hard to believe this is the same guy that was completely bottled up for 3 yards a carry in Jeff Fisher and whoever he had coordinating for him's offense over the last couple years. He looks great in the pass game as well. Jared Goff spreading it out to Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Todd Gurley, Sammy Watkins, all 3, 4, 4, 5 catches respectively. Just a good offense right now with a defense that's starting to improve and play a little bit better. That Adrian Peterson 100-plus yard magic GP, that was a nice little one-week thing, did not happen in that divisional game.
Yeah, that Rams upgrade from last year's OC, Rob Boris, to McVay this year is firing an overnight cook at Denny's and bringing in Bobby Filet. And you could just see the difference for Jared Goff. Jaguars, Colts, Jacksonville shut out Indianapolis on the road. 27-0. Blake Bortles was really efficient. 18 of 26 for 330 and a touch, didn't turn the ball over. No sensational rookie running back to feed the football to for Jacksonville. Leonard Fournette did not play in this game. So what are they going to do? How about T.J. Yeldon, Chris Ivory combined for 26 attempts and 167 yards and two touchdowns, including a 58-yard score from T.J. Yeldon. Allen Hurns went for a build through the air. Marquise Lee had 4 for 72. Jacksonville's defense is one of the most ferocious in the game.
They're good.
10 sacks for Jacksonville. For the second time this season.
Calais Campbell has 10. The Tampa Bay Bucs as a team have 7.
Crazy stat. Crazier stat? They've had 10 sacks in 2 games and they've played 7 times. Teams don't have 10 sacks over 3 or 4 seasons. Really unbelievable what Jacksonville's doing on defense, and they shut the Colts out.
The Miami Dolphins are 4-2. It's hyperbole, okay? But I think they may be the worst 4-2 team I've ever seen. Jay Pouty-Face Cutler went out in this game with a chest contusion or chest problem, whatever. Matt Moore came in and did more of the same stuff. Jay Ajayi, a stud running back, unequivocally one of the better running backs in the NFL, at least so we think, now at 3.5 yards per carry for 2017. They can't run the ball. They're not really particularly good at throwing it. I think Jarvis Landry had a game where he had 7 receptions for 30 yards not too long ago because everything's so close to the line of scrimmage. And yet, here they are in this same AFC East, 4-2 after the Jets, who are game. I mean, they're fighting. They're 3-4 at this point. Josh McCown got them off to an early lead. Miami mounted a furious comeback, scoring 17 points in the fourth quarter. But they won. Again, they're 4-2. I can't explain how they're 4-2 because they're really bad in so many areas and they're hard to watch. But that is a 4-2 team we're talking about these days.
The Chicago Bears defense has been the best in football over the last couple of weeks now. They got a 17-3 win over the Panthers yesterday at Soldier Field, and they did it in a game in which their quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, completed four passes.
Unbelievable.
If you look at their team stats on offense yesterday, the Bears had 153 total yards, five first downs, went 2-for-11 on third down, and ran 37 offensive plays. Just so you know, that's about a half of a normal game. Mitchell Trubisky, 4-of-7 for 107 yards, no touchdowns, got sacked four times, and they still won. The reason they did is because Eddie Jackson, their kid safety, recovered a fumble, returned it for a touchdown, and then intercepted a pass, returned it for a touchdown. They scored 14 points on defense. Carolina was awful. Cam Newton picked off twice. He led the team in rushing. Jonathan Stewart averaged barely over 3 yards a pop. Christian McCaffrey had 7 carries for 10 yards. 3 points all game long for Carolina. Cam Newton's QBR was sub-20. Mitchell Trubisky's was 5.6. But did he win the game? Though, he did. Hashtag clutch. Hashtag quarterback wins. Bears 17, Panthers 3.
Quick note about Eddie Jackson, safety from Alabama, was on the board when the Redskins selected Samaje Perine. I wanted Eddie Jackson. He went somewhere else. He now has more touchdowns than Samaje Perine, I believe. We're close to it. Let me offer this to you folks. The Baltimore Ravens lost to the Minnesota organization. Minnesota just didn't have to do very much in this game. They just kind of ran the ball, dumped it off occasionally, and we're just going to win a grown-up adult version of a 24-16 game. Baltimore's offense is made from regret, hopelessness, shame, fear, the improbable happenings, attempts at physics with chopsticks. They suck on offense. It's awful watching them try to play offense. Joe Flacco, 27 of 39. That's not a terrible percentage. 186 yards. That's 4.8 yards per completion. Was sacked five times. His QBR was 15 in that game.
Tell me more about how he's good.
Their leading receiver was Benjamin Watson. 5 catches for 38 yards. I hate watching the Ravens play.
They have
television.
The worst offense to watch in the league. It's
I
not
hate
close.
Watching them play offense. I don't care who the offensive coordinator's been. They rotate it the way I go through underpants, and it's never effective. It's always the exact same weird sort of handoff right into the back of a lineman where a guy kind of falls forward accidentally for 2 yards. Awkward rollouts where Joe Flacco throws it up for grabs. I hate their offense so much. It makes me actually viscerally upset.
We got robbed of what could have been a real fun showdown between Breeze and Rodgers. Saints-Packers Lambeau Field yesterday. The Saints get a 9-point win, 26-17. Breeze was not that good. Touchdown and 2 picks, threw for 330. Brett Hundley making the start for Green Bay got off to a quick start, handing the ball off to Aaron Jones, opening drive, 46-yard touchdown. Hundley then scrambled for a score in his own right, and Green Bay led early. Here's your problem. Brett Hundley completed less than 50% of his passes, 12 of 25. He threw for 87 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. That is a quarterback rating of 39.9. That's not going to do it. Aaron Jones is a horse. Mike McCarthy, if he's smart, will continue to feed him and accept this gift that is a stud mid-round rookie running back. 17 attempts for 131 in a loss. Mark Ingram ran for 105 and a touchdown in the win. Ted Ginn led all receivers with a 141 on 7 targets. Michael Thomas caught 7 balls. 82 yards was targeted a game high 11 times. The Saints are 4-2 and 3-1 outside of the dome, which is impressive. Green Bay is 4-3 and with no Aaron Rodgers, could be scuffling for a little while. That's part one of our NFL recap. We'll get to the rest of the games from a fun Sunday next. He's Danny. I'm Grant. 10:45. We're talking RFK Stadium. 11, Dusty Baker. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.